We knew my wife was deteriorating, so she had to be taken care of in some form, and I couldn't do it at home, so the nursing home was the only answer. The hospital, they had found that there was a vacancy here for her. So my daughter and I came out and inspected it. We liked the whole ambience of the place. We liked the staff and the management and the accommodation, of course, as well. My wife was 10 years here. So during that time, of course, I got to know everybody and everybody got to know me. So the only place I wanted to go to then when I decided to leave home was in here. And I was fortunate to get a vacancy eventually. I've been here now 3 years in July. And when I decided that I was going into a nursing home, that was it. There was no sentimentality attached to it. This was a factual situation where I couldn't live at home because I didn't have the medical support you get in a nursing home. We have a doctor every day. And anytime anything happens to you, you have a host of staff standing by to assist you. I got ill here and I was whipped into hospital immediately. No problem. That couldn't happen at home. You get 3 meals a day, very good meals, very high quality meals. You sit down, it's put in front of you. As I said to the family, look, I'm not worried about me now. And you're not worried about me now, because you know I'm in good care. Mary Harney's Fair Deal scheme is excellent. It subsidises your cost. When I left the house and went into the other nursing home, I had to pay the full cost myself because there was no subsidy. I had applied for the Fair Deal, but it was 6 months before that eventually came. Then when the Fair Deal kicked in, it was tremendous support. It can be a long day. We have breakfast at 8 o'clock, which is served in the rooms. Depending on your own ability, you get dressed, washed, or the staff will do it for you. Then I would read the paper, which would take most of the morning. Then there's tea or coffee at 11 o'clock. And lunchtime is 1 o'clock. We get a menu every day of what's for lunch, what's for tea. Tea is at 5 o'clock. When you've had your evening meal, then you can watch the news and whatever else. They have a lot of activities. They will have entertainment, will come in regularly. They will have physical exercises quite frequently. So you can make your day fairly fulfilling, depending on yourself. If you're a socialite, you'll go out there every day and talk to everybody. If you're a hermit like me, you'll go into your room and sit there and read the paper. You may not necessarily get a single room. You may have to share. You could have 3 other people in a room with you. Depending on who you're sharing with, life could be hell, you know? You are in a community of 40, 50, 60, 70 people who may not be the people you would select to associate with every day of your life. You are here 24/7 with these people, and you have to be able to, if you can, adjust. They are different degrees of illness, and you must recognize that when you come in here. You will find people who may not be mentally capable. So they are relying on management to look after them and to make decisions for them. Nursing home has a certain connotation in people's minds. They see doddery old people sitting in a chair staring into space. That does exist. There are a lot of people who are really not with it, if I may use the expression. People who do not know where they are, do not know what they are doing, are talking and they are not really having a conversation. And that's part of the nursing home setup. That's why there are nursing homes, to look after these people. They are great places. It's wonderful that we have them, provided they are properly run, provided it's a high standard of care, because unfortunately we have read and heard about nursing homes where some terrible things have happened. And I distinguish between public and private nursing homes. A public nursing home is run by the state, and the state pours the money into the nursing home, or not, as the case may be. But in a private nursing home, it's profit-making. And there is the danger there that profit will take over care. Now, I have been in both. I've been in private and public. And I have been fortunate in that the private was good. But I do mention it as something for people to watch. If the company that's running the nursing home wants to make a profit, they're going to start cutting corners. There are people here who have no visitors. Now that's sad. Unless you can get out, there's no contact with the outside community. And I think that the local community should have an association with the nursing home, whether it's the golf clubs or the GAA club or the local college or school or whatever, should adopt their local nursing home and make sure that there are always visitors and people involved in the activities of the nursing home, and that they can be called on if the nursing home wants their help. I think that's vital. The community and the nursing home must work together. I'm lucky I have my family, that they come in quite often and we go out for a drive or whatever, because I've got to the stage now where I'm really immobile. I'm in a wheelchair. I can't move around as much as I was able to years ago. Do I mention my age? I'm 95. 95 and a half. Let's get the half in. Yeah, I'll be 96 in September. So as long as you have your wits about you, that's a blessing. And you can give out and complain. Oh yes, they hate me here because I complain so much. No, I always express myself, yeah. Don't forget also the managements are sometimes appreciative of the fact that you see something they don't see. And if you're in a position like me to express it, then they may appreciate that you're telling them something they didn't know. You know, so it's important that there is somebody like me to be able to express their opinion from time to time. I was always like that. I was always creating problems.